Here's a featured clip from one of your favorite Podcast One shows.
How has the gay community responded to your political shift?
It's funny. Well, last night I was on Tucker Carlson, and I mentioned very briefly, just because it happened to be totally relevant in the moment, that I am gay married. I am married to a man. Not even gay. I'm just doing it to prove a point with these lefties. You know?
That's how dedicated you are.
Yeah. You know what I mean? All these people, they just say things. They just virtue signal all day. But I'm like, no, I'm going to marry a man and sleep with a man for the next 60 years. You know? But I mentioned it as a minor side. I was rolling off a couple liberal cred points that I have to Tucker. And just this morning, I woke up and my Facebook was lit with gay people saying, wow, where have you been? Been waiting for this. Mm-hmm. So I think the gay community right now, look, the progressives absolutely led the charge on gay marriage, which I think was a fair and just charge. I think that if you believe that either the government shouldn't have anything to do with marriage, or if it's going to, that every citizen should be allowed to marry the person that they want. Mm-hmm. So I think that the Equal Protection Clause, which is what the Supreme Court ultimately decided, was a fair and just decision. That being said, once you have equality, you don't owe anyone. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is sort of where the progressives and the gays are going to start splitting. And it's already happening, by the way, in a lot of minority communities. I mean, I think there's a massive split in the black community right now, partly because of Kanye and Candace. I think the Jewish community is going through it. I think a lot of minority communities are going, whoa, whoa, whoa. We always were Democrats. But by always being Democrats, that means they would do less and less for us. And now they're in many ways actively against us. Mm-hmm. And I think the gay community is just waking up to that. And I was waking up to it earlier. But look, I thank the people that were out on the front lines that made the gay marriage stuff an issue enough to get there. So I'm all about that. And I think that's great because it got equality. But that's what progress is. Progress gets you to equality. Progress doesn't get you beyond equality. Beyond that, you're not progressing.
To hear more, click on the full show link in the Podcast One app or go to podcastone.com.